and I am just sailing through life. It didn't take long. Within a few months or a year later, I found my heart broken and my world turning apart because this young man didn't want to date me anymore. I felt like my world has been just disappearing in front of my eyes. Not until I found love in the right place at the right time, in my kinsman redeemer, being Christ, in 2009. At the right time, at the right place. Then I realized that all this while I've been looking for love in the wrong places and in the wrong things. With this experience, I agree with St. Augustine's prayer. Lord, you have made us for yourselves, and our hearts are restless until they are found rest in you. God is the source of all good things. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And as I share the Word, which is good news, with your people, who are your church, may my voice decrease for yours to increase. Amen. If you're like me, by now you would have probably broken your New Year resolution by now. I am so terrible at it. I have failed miserably by trying veganism, couch to 5K, walking on Saturdays with my friends, or buying a yearly planner to organize my calendar so I don't double book myself or miss any important dates. And yet by the third week of the month, I find everything going wrong already. I've been asking myself time and time again, what is the answer and how do I overcome this obstacle? Is it possible that maybe you are also looking for answers to the same thing or something similar in these questions? In our reading today, let us see what Jesus offers us. Over the past 3 weeks, we've been looking at the book of Ruth, the story of Ruth and Boaz found in the Old Testament. It is one of my favorite Bible stories because it is a story of redemption, loyalty, commitment, courage, risk-taking, providence, and faithfulness. The Bible tells the story of people, and it's also interested in the greater story, and that story is God in the life of people. So how does Ruth chapter 3 fit into the large biblical storyline? How does it point to Jesus? And how does it point to the gospel, which is the good news? This story is about God's love for people. The incarnation of God is to create the best story or the best love story ever told on this earth. As Jesus said in John's Gospel, I come so you will have life in abundance. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is God's story, and it is a good story indeed. God is inviting us into a relationship with him at no cost at all. Let us look at the biblical storyline of this book. Ruth chapter 3 is a pivotal point in the book where Naomi courageously initiates a plan for faithful Ruth's future marriage to Boaz. This moved the story towards the full redemption and blessing of Naomi, Ruth, and Israel, which you will hear more next week. And if you've missed the first two talks, may I encourage you to do listen to it on YouTube. as a book. Ruth demonstrates God's divine worship, or God's divine workings to preserve his chosen people, even when the odds seems impossible. Pointing to the gospel, the idea of a family protector redeeming and restoring outcast widow indicates Jesus as a kinsman redeemer for humanity. Boaz's gracious extension of favor and protection to marginalized Ruth illustrates Christ's mercy to make vulnerable sinners his bride through the new covenant. Just as Boaz took the costly initiative to do the part of a redeemer, Christ initiated salvation at the greatest personal cost. You may be wondering, who is a guardian redeemer or kinsman redeemer? In our NIV book, the meaning of kinsman redeemer or guardian redeemer is a legal term for one who has the obligation to redeem a relative in serious difficulty. And this is written extensively in Leviticus 25. The kinsman redeemer in Leviticus 25 was a close male relative, protector, and provider for destitute family members according to God's law, which Jesus spiritually fulfilled through the gospel. Jesus became our kinsman redeemer by taking on human flesh and becoming our relative. As God incarnate, he was able to pay the price for our redemption. Jesus is the fulfillment of kinsman redeemer concept, providing for our eternal redemption beyond what the Leviticus law illustrates in redemption through a relative restored earthly and physical things, such as land, freedom from enslavement, and economic relief. What we see illustrated in human terms through the Leviticus law points to the eternal and cosmic redemption accomplished by Jesus for our salvation and redemption on a whole new level. Cosmic redemption refers to the comprehensive scope or range and universal impact of salvation and restoration brought about by Jesus Christ's life, death on the cross, and resurrection. Some of these key aspects of the cosmic redemption accomplished by Jesus can be found in the book of Colossians. And I love how Apostle Paul referred to God's redemption through Christ, dismissing evil spirit powers and authorities that stood against humanity. Let's look at this in context. When we are dead in our sins and in the uncircumcision of our flesh, God made us alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled our charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having dismissed the powers and authorities, he made public spectacle of them, triumphant over them by the cross. If you've got your Bible open, I would like us to cast our mind back to the passage that we read from verse 7 going. This is what it says. When Boaz had finished eating and drinking, and was in good spirit, he went over to lie down at the far end of the grain pile. Ruth approached quietly, uncovered his feet, and lay down. In the middle of the night, something startled the man. He turned, and there was a woman lying at his feet. "Who are you?" he asked. "I am your servant, Ruth," she said. "Spread the corner of your garment over me, since you are a guardian redeemer of our family." This act of lying at his feet under the corner of his garment was a culturally symbolic way of asking for marriage and a signal for Ruth's willingness for Boaz to spread his garment over her in agreement. It was a marriage proposal through action rather than words. Ruth was courageously placing herself in a vulnerable position, trusting that Boaz will respond honorably. Ruth's action, though risky, ultimately allowed Boaz to fulfill his kinsman redeemer role and married Ruth. It led to them having a son, Obed, who became the godfather or grandfather, who became the grandfather of King David. As I was preparing this talk, I was startled, moved by the fact that the book of Ruth is made up of 85 verses, yet the kinsman redeemer is mentioned 23 times. What an encouragement. A comfort to know that Christ is our kinsman redeemer, and a reminder. So how does this story point to Jesus? As a godly, compassionate kinsman redeemer who sacrificed for the destitute, desperate needs, Boaz became Christ's figure in Ruth's story. His mercy towards Ruth's bold proposal gives her life, security, and purpose. Just as Christ's mercy towards those who humbly petition him for salvation grants eternal life and purpose. Boaz's integrity also points towards Christ's perfect faithfulness to fulfill God's promise. I would like to share a very personal testimony with you. The protection and provision of two vulnerable widows is something that I am very familiar with. My maternal grandmother, Elizabeth, who is still alive, and her senior sister, Beatrice, who passed away 2 decades ago in their 30s, found themselves in a similar situation, just like Ruth and Naomi. My grandmother became a widow for the second time with 6 young children and decided to move back home. Beatrice, her senior sister, who had already adopted one of Elizabeth's children, decided to go back home with her sister to build a home and a life for themselves and for her to help her raise her children together. One can only imagine the stigma, the pain that these women would have had to carry with them back home. And just to give you a bit of a picture where my grandparents come from or where I come from, it's a part of Ghana where they are so polite to the extent that when they want to insult you, they say please before they insult you. So that tells you the humiliation these women carried with them. My grandmother knew the journey was not going to be easy or smooth. So she turned to the feet of Christ. She took a posture of surrender, worship, and prayer. Just as it is written in Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. She knew and still does know that the Lord is her only helper. I stand here today because of women like her. She built a house of prayer, and the 4 generations of women who continue after her still continue to pray. I don't know about you, but the last year was a very difficult year in many shapes and forms for a lot of people, including myself. We are just 3 weeks into the new year already. Some people are stepping into challenges and difficulties. The news is no comfort either. I have just come back from my first residential weekend of the year. I have 4 more essays to write. Actually, I have 4 more residentials to go and 10 essays to write. And I'm asking myself, is it too late to make a New Year resolution? In my response to the above questions, I was reminded of a hymn in the Presbyterian hymnary, 6 4:7. And this is what it says. It is Jesus alone with whom I am back on my journey. I daily interact with him. Jesus alone lead me on the right path. In him alone I receive my worthy blessings. On the trails of the hills and the valleys, grasslands and hill seas, and all walks, he holds me firm that I may walk steadily. He leads me to his heavenly kingdom. When the night falls and I retire to bed, he watches over me. In the morning, when I wake, I have in him a friend. When I falter, he gently corrects me. And even when I am weary, he restores my strength. What a beautiful reminder of the Christ we have, our kinsman redeemer. The Lord is my kinsman redeemer. He is your kinsman redeemer. He is our kinsman redeemer. He could be mine, he could be yours, he could be ours, if he is already not. At the beginning of the year, I was given a prophetic word by God in my dreams. I felt God was asking me to share with others that he is and will always be our kinsman redeemer. I felt God was asking us to turn our hearts to him alone, for he is our firm foundation, our provider and our shield. He is the only one who can direct our path according to his word, and let no sin rule over us. I felt God was saying that the year ahead of us is going to be challenging and difficult, but he is with us, just like in the passage we read. Boaz covering Ruth with his garment, to the point where he knew if Ruth was to go out in the middle of the night and someone is to find her, it would be costly. So he came up with a plan. Spread your garment. Let me put something in case you are caught. Everybody will know that you came for the grains. Christ is inviting us to come at his feet, for him to cover us, though challenges will come, but he will walk with us. He will make our feet firm. God invites us to live without being held back by burdens or demands of others and of this world, so we can experience the liberating freedom of the untamed God he is, the loving creator and sustainer of all things, for whom nothing is impossible. Just like Ruth did, there is invitation for us to put ourselves at the feet of Jesus. What does that look like? To take a posture of surrender, to submit to God. I'm going to invite Jill to come and join me. Jesus is calling you and I to come to the feet of the cross with all that we carry, and he will cover us with his cloth. There is an invitation for us to sign that covenant with God, for us to know that God walks with us through this year and the years ahead of us. So for that, you are invited to come for anointing of oil to make a sign of the cross as the Lord blesses you. This is an invitation. You are all welcome if you wish and you are able to. We are also going to respond through songs. So if you like to sit and take a posture of surrender, that is also welcome. At this point, Jill is going to bless me with the oil. Then you are welcome to take part if you like to.
to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, take His presence daily. I surrender all.
stand for the next verse.